We decree and declare this is the day that the Lord has made. We decree and declare we are the healed of the Lord. We decree and declare the strength of the Lord even now. We decree and declare clarity over our lives and our families' lives even now. We decree and declare angelic visitations take place on this day. We decree and declare a divine hedge of protection over the lives of your people and their families even now. We decree and declare abundance this day. We decree and declare the increase of the Lord. We decree and declare the love of the Lord surround and encompass our families and our lives even now. We decree and declare divine connections. We decree and declare peace of the Lord that surpasses all understanding. Take us over right now. We decree and declare the joy of the Lord being our strength in our lives and in our family lives even now. We decree and declare in you we move, live, and have our being. We decree and declare right relationships take place even now. We decree and declare prosperity. Send now prosperity, O Lord. We decree and declare double portioning happening this day. Prophetess Darlene, let's go ahead and open up in our heavenly language.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Amen, Brother Hart. Please begin.
Amen. Father God, we come to you right now, first and foremost, saying thank you. We thank you for life, health, and strength. We thank you for the activities of our limbs. We thank you for times, Lord Father God, being in that right place. We thank you for the warm blood flowing through our veins. Thank you, Lord Father God, for bringing us to this point of prayer, even on right now. God, I thank you for the spirit of unity that is taking over, that is revealing itself, Lord Father God, not just on this prayer line, but within the body of believers, Lord Father God. Lord Father God, I ask that you forgive us for any sin that will prevent us from worshiping you in spirit and in truth. For now is the time of you calling the true worshipers to worship you in spirit and truth, Lord Father God. So, Lord Father God, if there's anything that within us that is separating us from you, any sin, God, forgive us, wash us, Lord Father God. Your word says, purge me with hyssop and I shall be clean. Wash me and I'll be whiter than snow. Lord Father God, for the sacrifice you require is not of a burnt offering sacrifice, Lord God, but it is of a broken spirit and a broken and contrite heart. So we come to you, Lord Father God, with our hearts and our hands lifted up to you, Lord Father God. We pray, Lord Father God, for our families. Lord Father God, I thank you that you are unifying families in this season and in this time. You are bringing together families, God. You are revealing methods in which families can come together, not just coming together to have social events, Lord Father God, but growing in you. Lord Father God, I pray for each and every one of the friends that we have that are associated with us, Lord Father God. Allow our lives to be living epistles, Lord Father God, that we may not only attract them to you, Lord Father God, that we can impact the lives of, Father God. It says in your word that we are lively stones that are built upon the foundation of you, Christ Jesus. So, Lord, Father God, allow us to be fixtures, Lord, Father God, in people's lives that they may see us and say, what must I do to be saved? Lord, Father God, I pray for Zoe Ministry as a whole, Lord, Father God. I thank you for the body of believers that gathered together at 310 Riverside Drive. Lord, Father God, continue to bless us. Continue to allow us to hear the word of God. Thank you for Archbishop Ebenezer Jordan, Lord, Father God, and the gift to the body of Christ that you've given us. Lord, Father God, each and every leader, each and every prophet, each and every potential millionaire business owner, Lord, Father God. I thank you, Lord, Father God, because you've given all of us a plan and a purpose, Lord God, within your master plan. Lord, Father God, you are the orchestrator of the universe, and I thank you because you are revealing to those who are seeking for you the paths in which we should go. Lord, Father God, I also pray for health, Lord, Father God. Anybody going through any type of health challenge, Lord, Father God, any symptoms, Lord, Father God, by your stripes you are healed, Lord, Father God. I thank you because you are wounded for our transgressions, bruised for our iniquities, chastened that we might have peace. So, Father God, it is a benefit and a promise, Lord God, that we have wholeness and completeness, spirit, soul, and body. Lord, Father God, I thank you for the wholeness and completeness of the soul. I thank you that we are made whole and one in you, Lord, Father God. I thank you, Lord, Father God, for this upcoming day as well. I pray, Lord God, that today you open up the windows of heaven and pour out a blessing that we may not have room enough to receive. Lord, Father God, I thank you that our steps are ordered by you. And I pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Next, Prophetess Jael.
Amen. Lord God, thank you for this day. Thank you for this day that has been given to us. May you please bless all of our family members, Lord God. Bless them all in mysterious ways, whether they're going through hardships, confusions, but don't know where they're at right now, Lord God. Please just watch over them and give them the path to see the light. Lord God, please bless over all those families this season as we are transitioning, whether it's into seasons, whether it's sickness and in health. Thank you. I pray for everybody, every single family member in your life, that there is a turnaround in your family. A turnaround in your family, Lord God. And I decree and declare, Lord God, that you shall be healed and there shall be family. I pray for the family. I pray for all your family members, for all your family members. Lord God, please watch over each and every one of the prophets and prophetess as we go through this time of new changes, of new seasons, Lord God. And
peace. Amen. Prophet Daniel Watkins.
Father God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for everyone being on this call. God, we lift every hand and voice up right now. Father God, we uphold any situation that is told at any time. Father, we decree and declare all the blessings to come. And we thank you for being able to, you know, share the word and, you know, discuss the word and pray about everything. We just appreciate everything, Father God. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Lord God, amen. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. Father God, we thank you for this evening, Lord God. We thank you for every person on the call this evening, Lord God. Father God, we thank you for our leadership, Lord God, Archbishop Ebenezer Jordan, Lord God, and Pastor Deborah Jordan, Lord God. Please continue to bless them, Lord God. Guide them, Lord God. Grant them new mercies day by day, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for the wisdom, Lord God, that flows from them onto us, Father God. Father God, we thank you for the youth, Lord God. Continue to touch them, Lord God. Continue to use them in this season, Lord God. Enable them to be strong, Lord God, in their academics, Lord God. Strong amongst their peers, Lord God. We praise you and give you honor. In Jesus' name, amen.
All right, Sister Danny.
Father God, we come before you, Father, just to give you thanks, Lord. We ask that you forgive us for anything that we said, thought, or done that was unlike you, Father. We ask that you touch everyone, Father God, all the young people, as well as their parents, Father God, and their siblings. their classmates so that they can be a vessel, Lord. We ask that you keep us from the crown of our heads to the sole of our feet, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask that you cover us as we travel from school to work, from the highways and the byways, Father God. We ask that you give us your grace, your peace, and your mercy as we're in school, as we're taking the test, Father God. We ask that you cover us and that you protect us from all hurt, harm, and danger, Lord. We thank you for all your gifts, Father God, for all your talents, and for how you've allowed us to use them to bring your glory, Father God, to the kingdom. We ask that you continue to touch those near and far, Father God, those who are in school, abroad, Father God, as well as those that are in school locally, Lord. We ask that you allow everything that they have been taught, Father God, to remain in their hearts and their minds as they deal with the different trials and tribulations. We ask that you enhance their minds with knowledge, Father God. We ask that you allow them to retain the knowledge, Father God. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for all that you're doing in their lives, Father God, all the different positions and all the different areas, Father God, in life that you have allowed us to enter, Lord. We thank you. We ask that you allow us to continue to reign, to rule over this earth, Lord. We thank you for all that you have granted us. And in Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Thank you. Prophet Adam Brindley. Prophet Adam Brindley. All right. I'll begin to pray. Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for our time together. We thank you for the ability to wake up and start a new day. God, we thank you for our family members. We thank you for our health. We thank you for the positions you've allowed us to be in. We thank you for another chance to be in your presence, another chance to be a seeker of you, O Lord. God, we ask that those that need to get into your presence, God, that you make room, make more than enough room. God, that you open up the hearts that need their hearts open. God, that you heal those that need healing. God, I also ask you that in the quiet, still moments, that you speak to those who need to be spoken to, that you heal those that need to be healed. Let those that need your healing presence and your healing touch, let them feel it right now, Father God. Move among our people. God, move even among our enemies, Father. God, move among our bosses, our co-workers, our business partners, Father God. God, I'm asking you to send a shift that will have us on the right side of destiny, Father God. God, we seek to do nothing but be in your will. God, we seek to do nothing but not to be in your way. Have your way, O Lord, in us. Have your way, O Lord, through us and around us. Protect our travels, protect our loved ones, protect our children, protect our minds. For God, we understand this world is not the world that we've grown up in. We understand there's a strange spirit going around, but we know that your hands and your loving arms are around them and around their minds, around their emotions, around their friends. God, protect them as they come and go into the school system and out. Father, we thank you and we uplift you and we praise you for all things in Jesus' name. Amen. Prophetess Darlene.
Amen. Prophetess Olivia.
Father God, we just thank you this day for life and wisdom and peace. We thank you for wisdom. We thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for Archbishop Ebenard Jordan and Pastor Deborah Jordan for their vision in globalizing the prophetic worldwide. We thank you for the mothers in the church, Mother Jordan, Mother Darian, Mother Austin. We thank you for all the mothers across the seas. We thank you for the children. Give them a hedge of protection. Protect them, Lord, in their comings and their goings. We thank you for all the prophets and prophetess that's on this line. And we thank you for all the listeners that's listening in. And we just ask that you bless all of those and heal all of those that's been in devastations in Puerto Rico and Las Vegas and St. Martin. I give you the honor, praise, and glory, and thank you for new beginnings and new contracts. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Father God, we
Prophetess
just
Olympia.
Amen. Father God, we just thanking you for another day to come before you with honor and with praise and with thanksgiving. Father, we thank you for strength. We thank you for every prayer that's been uttered on this line tonight. Father, we just thank you for healing your people like never before. Father, may they always know that you are in control of all things and that you are a beacon of light into our lives and our understanding. We thank you for our Archbishop, even our Jordan, our Master Prophet, and our leading lady, Pastor Prophet Deborah Jordan. Father, we thank you for the legacy, Father. We thank you for every family's legacy on this line. We thank you for bringing open doors that no man can shut. We thank you for the sick and shut, and we thank you for continuing the healing. Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, Prophetess Aisha Cooper, Minister Bostic, Father, we thank you for bringing peace and strength to Deacon Terrence Martin and his family, Father, as he has laid his mom to rest today. Father, we just thank you for encouraging the family, and we thank you for opportunities of just understanding who you are and following instructions and being obedient to your will and your way. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Prophetess Alice Jackson.
Amen. Suffer the little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for such is the kingdom of God. And Father, thank you for these children who are on the line on today, God. Thank you for the humility in their hearts and for their innocence. God, thank you for them. Thank you for these young prophets. And God, I ask you to light the same fire amongst children all over this world, God. Children who have not been tainted by the world, God. Touch them in a mighty way. Touch them and give them the desire to serve you also. God, I love you and I thank you. I praise you, God, for your mercy, your goodness, your love, and your loving kindness. God, I ask you to bless each and every prophet on the line. Those who are listening in, also bless them, God, in a mighty way. Strengthen them. Give them peace and sweet sleep on tonight. Thank you for the Master Prophet, Prophetess Deborah, and for the company of prophets, God. I love you. I praise you. I give you glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Prophetess Darlene Graham.
Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this midnight cry, dear Lord. We thank you that we could come to you humble, Father God, loving you, Father, with great thanksgiving and praise, dear Lord. Father, we thank you for the prophets that was on the line tonight, dear Lord. Continue to guide them, Father. Continue to show them the way, Father God. Continue to give them peace in their heart, dear Lord. Let them stay focused with school, dear Lord. And we thank you, Father. We thank you that you're holding them up, Father God. Look upon all the partners, the prophets that's on the line tonight, dear Lord, the pastors, the ministers, dear Lord. Continue to bless them. Continue to strengthen them, Father God. Give them their heart's desire, dear Lord. We thank you for new beginnings. We thank you for new transformation, dear Lord. We thank you for the prosperity that's coming our way, dear Lord. Father God, look upon the family. Look upon family for salvation, dear Lord. And we thank you, dear Lord. And Father God, we lift up the Archbishop, Ebenezer Jordan, and Pastor Devil, allowing this call tonight, allowing to visionize the prophetic all over the world, dear Lord. Look upon us as we prepare for prophecology, dear Lord. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Prophetess Monica.
I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. Father God, as we come tonight, Lord, we just want to give you the thanks, the praise, and the honor. God, we just thank you, God, for what you are doing. Father God, I decree and declare healing, O God, over all those, O God, who are not well, even at this time, God, the sick, the shut in. Father God, remember, O God, Prophetess Cynthia Dawson, God, Prophetess Aisha, Father God, Prophetess Naomi, O God, and all the others there, God, I may not remember their name just now, but God, you know them. You know each and every one of us. Those who are on the lines, O God. Father God, Lord Jesus, interceding on behalf, dear God, of their family member, themselves, God. I pray, God, that you, Lord God, will touch our lives. And Father, heal us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, I decree and declare, O God, financial overflow. God, make a way for us, God, because you are our source. So, Father God, we thank you, God. And Lord God, we glorify your name. Father God, we pray, O God, for a spiritual leader. Lord God, I pray in the name of Jesus, O God, for Archbishop, Master Prophet, and Pastor Deborah Jordan. Lord, bless and keep them, God. Protect them, O God. Put the hedge of protection around them, Father. Lord, we just thank you, God, for your children tonight. Father God, I feel so good, Lord, to know, God, that your children can come before you, Lord, and to give you praise, O God, in such a way. Lord, I pray, God, that they will be able, O God, to continue in this way, Lord. Father God, protect them, cover them under the blood, and keep them from all harm, oh God. Father, in the name of Jesus, oh God, I pray, oh Lord God, that when they go out, Father God, that Lord God, others will see that they are special. Lord, we thank you for them. And God, we decree and declare prosperity over them, Lord, and also protection, dear Father. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Prophetess Cindy Fillon. Prophetess Cindy Philemon, you might be praying on mute. Prophetess Joyce Hartley. Amen. Father, we bless you in the name of Jesus, for you are the author and the finisher of our faith. We thank you, Lord God, for our youth, for you said, let no man despise your youth, but be an example in word and in deed. Amen. And we bless you for these young people that you're grooming and preparing, Lord God, that they are examples in conversation, in the spirit, and in faith, and in purity, Lord God. Grow them up as vessels unto honor, Lord God, as they stretch forth and move out into community, in schools, and start jobs, Lord God. Let them be a light, amen, in darkness. We decree and declare divine protection over our youth and all of our families that are represented on this call tonight. We decree and declare healing and breakthrough. We decree and declare right relationships, right business partnerships, right divine alignment in our affairs. We decree and declare marriages coming forth. We decree and declare a blessing for our businesses, an expansion, amen, an elevation on our jobs. Lord God, unexpected promotions, we decree it in Jesus' name. Debt cancellation, we decree it, Lord God. We bless you for our parents, and we speak healing and strength and longevity in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue that has risen against us in judgment is already condemned. We thank you, Lord God, that we dwell in the secret place of the Most High God, and we abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And we say, Lord, you're our refuge, you're our fortress, and you're our God. In you we trust. We're blessed because we walk not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor do we stand in the way of sinners, nor do we sit in the seat of the scornful, but our delight is in your law. And in your law we meditate day and night, and we are like trees planted by the rivers of water. And we bring forth our fruit now in this season, and also our leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever we do prospers in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, that when the enemy comes against us one way, they flee seven ways, because we hearken diligently unto your voice to observe to do all that you command us to do, Father God. And all of these blessings come upon us to overtake us. And we thank you, Lord God, for that overtaking blessing, the overtaking healing, the overtaking miracles that is manifesting even now. We thank you for the grace to overcome every obstacle and every trial and every test, Father God. We thank you for the victory. We thank you for deliverance. We reroute every negative prayer prayed against your people, and we send it back to the sender in the name of Jesus. We lift up our archbishop and our pastor, and we decree and declare divine protection for them as you continue to expand as they and stretch them as they globalize the prophetic. We bless the prophetic order. We bless our pastors. We bless our bishops. We bless our evangelists. We bless, Lord God, our leaders that you've raised up. We decree and declare protection. We decree and declare provision in the name of Jesus. And we give you the glory, we give you the honor, and we give you the praise in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Prophetess Bethany, the announcements, please.
Amen, amen, amen. Powerful call. I think Pastor, is Pastor there? I know she's in the background.
Yes, I am, Prophetess Bethany. I am on the call. I am so elated and rejoicing in the Holy Ghost for our young people that have come on the call tonight. to pray, to lift up the name of Jesus. And as I have always said, as the scripture has proclaimed, if my people, which are called by my name, will humble themselves and pray, we will hear from heaven. Our young people, they are our future. So, again, I want to acknowledge every one of them and say thank you from the bottom of my heart. And I want this not just to be a one-time thing, but this will be a continual thing, that they will have their night to begin to pray and to lift up the name of Jesus, so that those of you that are on the call tonight, we can also tell our young people, get on the call, because there is a mighty anointing that is taking place on this call with our young people. So let's get some other young people on this call so we can pray and lift up the name of Jesus. Like fire began to ignite each other. So thank you, family. Thank you, Prophetess Bethany. Thank you, every one of our young people. I just love every one of you to life. Thank you, Prophetess Darlene, for your stand. And thank all the other prophets that come on the call, I mean, day in, day out, to begin to pray and start your day. Thank you, family. I love every one of you to life. I'm going to decrease because I am so excited in the Lord on what God is doing, especially in this season. So I'm going to decrease so that Prophet Bethany can go on and give forth the announcement. But again, family, thank you. I love you to life. Peace.
We love you too, Pastor.
Bless you, Pastor. We love you too.
That's my mom. Amen. And so thank you so much, Prophetess Deanna, for all of the support. And so we're going to keep this going on Fridays. You know, I have the faith for the millennials. It just so happens I'm a millennial too, and so it's just great to see the next generation as well going on and passing the baton from you guys to go ahead and continue in prayer, because that's how mom and dad raised us, to go continue in prayer in our walk with our Christ. Amen. So continuing on with the announcements, thank you, young people, and thank you, Company of Prophets, for all of the support. You know, all of us just combined together make the dreams and things to stay alive and the globalization of the prophetic. So thank you, one and all. And so you can continue on the line right here on this same very conference line to join us for our conference call, our 9 a.m. conference call with the Master Prophet. Yes, 9 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So join us right here for our conference call with the Master Prophet. And then later on this evening, 8 p.m., I'm sorry, Prophetess Darlene, I had a brain freeze for a second, 8 p.m., we have our conference call with Prophet Joshua Jordan, yes, and these calls are powerful. If you have not made an 8 p.m. call, I would encourage you and implore you to go ahead and join us at 8 p.m. on tonight for this conference call. Happy Saturday to each and every one of you. And then at 11:50, we'll be gathering again. Prophetess Darlene, tell them why.
Amen. For the midnight cry. And if this call is a blessing to you, understand that this call is not free and to the ministry. And if you believe in what God is doing in this season, I encourage you to sow a seed of thanksgiving so this prayer ministry can continue and to expand. But amen, I challenge you to post this phone number on your Facebook page. Let them know what the prophets are praying. God bless you. Good day.
God bless you. Love
you all
tonight.
God bless you.
God bless you.
God bless you. Love you all.
Night.